Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Quanah of Carefree Black Girl. Quanah, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Super excited to have you on, and I know we talked a little bit more offline, but I wanted to hear, how's the conference going for you?
It's going pretty good. I came out here to support my friend Wise. He's the founder of Indie Creative Network. I'm pretty sure you'll hear from him soon.
Yes.
But yeah, it's been pretty good. I'm actually meeting a lot of people. My company does work in D.C., so it was great to come out before we actually came out for my company's event, actually meet people.
Yeah. So are you local in D.C.?
No. So I am from Georgia, born and raised, nice. But I've lived in New York for the past 7 years.
Okay.
So I started my company, Carefree Black Girl, in New York. We're based in New York and Atlanta.
Okay.
So we say New York and Atlanta because I started in New York, but the podcast is actually based in Atlanta now. And
nice.
I work and do events in Atlanta and New York as well throughout the year. But we do multi-cities. We do a tour everywhere, but for the most part, we have a lot of things going on in Atlanta and New York all throughout the year.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So I guess, how did you get started with everything?
So I'm an artist first. I'm a rapper. You can find me online at Quanah MC for everything I have. But essentially, cool. About 2011, 2012, I was describing myself as the Carefree Black Girl from Savannah, Georgia. And from there, the hashtag kind of went viral. And a lot of my background comes from community. I went to Clark Atlanta University.
Okay.
There, I was a part of the marching band, and I would throw like community-based events. So as I started my career as a rapper, I was still doing like Stop the Violence events back home, little gatherings for my friends, hosting parties and things like that. And when I saw that the hashtag was going viral, I was just like, you know, this seems like it's going to be a little bigger than just me saying I'm a Carefree Black Girl. And like, you know, that I decided to like start building things. So
yeah.
I started the Carefree Black Girl Picnic like 2014. So
nice.
Me and like 5 other friends. It was really cute. The next summer, 2015, I decided to do it again. This time, I made a flyer, and it went like viral.
Nice.
Over 100 RTs and things like that. And from there, I decided I'm going to build something that's for Black women. You know, you have representation for the Afrocentric girls, the ghetto girl, the whatever. I wanted to build a platform that catered to the diversity and the complexity of Black women, because we all have different stories.
Right.
You know, you could be a CEO now, but you might have grown up in the hood or in Chicago or whatever.
Right.
So I wanted to be a platform that was for all Black women. So summer 2015, after it went viral, I started to Google and research trademarking and LLC. So by the beginning of 2016, I had my LLC and I started the process for a trademark. Because the hashtag was so viral, I had to go through a whole process of securing the trademark, and it took a very, very long time. I actually did not get my trademark until last summer.
Oh, wow.
2018, yeah.
Wow.
Like, actually, I didn't get the paperwork in hand until October of 2018.
Wow.
But at this point, the brand it has a lot of moving parts, but essentially it's a lifestyle brand that promotes women empowerment, entrepreneurship, and the arts.
Nice.
And we do that through building platforms for Black women to display and to tell their stories. So one thing that we have is a Carefree Black Girl podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's on iTunes, and you can find a few clips online, but they pretty much discuss all things, anything carefree, anything Black, anything girl, from politics to health and wellness. We've had trans women come on and tell their stories.
Mm-hmm.
We've spoken to CEOs. We've spoken to just all local entrepreneurs. So that's one platform that we have. The Carefree Black Girl Cookout, it serves as the one-stop shop for everything Black woman. So if you could think of just going in somewhere and seeing food, different dishes to eat, different entrepreneurs, different hair care brands. We have women performers. And the Carefree Black Girl Cookout is actually our biggest activation.
Nice.
We travel city to city, including D.C. Last year, we went to Philly, Savannah, Atlanta. Where else did we go? We came to D.C. We went to Did we go to Charlotte, I think. And this year we're trying to go to like more cities, but we just stop in every city and we call up the local entrepreneurs, vendors, talent, and we just have festivals.
Nice.
And that's a part. And we also have merch and other things, but I would say the podcast and the cookout are like our biggest platforms right now.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely huge, because I love how like a lot of times you create something because something doesn't exist. Next thing you know, you start talking to one or two people and you're like, oh, that's super cool. I want to come to that event, or I want to get that, listen to the podcast, whatever that is. Next thing you know, you start to build, you got your trademark and all those stuff start to come out from there. So it kind of starts out from just trying to create something for yourself, and then all of a sudden all these people want it.
Right, exactly. So I felt like when I did start the brand, I could have just been like, oh, this is my brand and I own this, but it was bigger than that. I was like, this is an opportunity to create something that could outlast me. And so when people ask me what the brand is, it is a brand, but it's more of like a social thing and becoming aware of thought. Because people will hashtag it, people will write think pieces. I had XO Nicole write a think piece, Blavity, like, does it care who Black Girl exists? And I'm like, this is something I was literally calling myself. I don't get why it's that deep. But then when you think about it, it like awakens a whole different thought process, like striving in spite of obstacles. Not saying I don't have cares, but it's just saying like none of this is going to stop me from excelling type thing. And I think that we show that in the things we do. We don't choose the finest neighborhoods to go to. We'll go right in the hood and we'll post up and have an event. And you see all these Black women coming out with talent and food and all these different products are selling. You're like, what is this?
Yeah.
And so it just shows you that different aspect of what it means to be a woman and what it means to be Black. And then men come out. Like, we have about 40% male attendance, 60% women. So it's all of us, and we're celebrating and we're understanding the importance of like strengthening our women, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And that makes perfect sense. And I wanted to ask you for what I call like your secret sauce. And this is something you might have already touched on, but what do you feel kind of sets you or your brand apart, makes you guys unique?
The thing I think that makes us unique is that we're relentless in our desire to say that we are a platform for Black women. Because I've had a lot of people say, oh, you, what about women of color? I'm like, yeah, I get it. I appreciate everyone. But right now, there's a definite need for my sisters to be empowered from all angles. I think that we look at a lot of the media and we have representations. We have the Solanges, we have the Cardi B's. We are starting to get the Young and M's, and we're starting to get these other different types of people, but we have to make that more visual so people understand that when they're approaching Aquana, her and Rebecca aren't the same. You know what I mean? We're not monolithic. And I think that that's my secret sauce, that we're relentless in saying that we want to identify the diversity of Black women. If you come to my stage, you might have a Black country singer. You know what I mean? You may have somebody would look like SZA, but she's rapping like 50 Cent, you know what I mean, on my stage. So I just try to build platforms for those people. And social media is also a secret sauce of us. Like, the fact that people talk so much about us, they keep us relevant, whether it's good or bad. Yeah. If they're asking the questions, they're talking, okay, I'm going to talk back. I'm going to ask them a question. You know what I mean? I feel like that's what keeps me going.
Yeah.
Twitter, Instagram, whatever they're talking, whether it's good or bad, if you feel like somebody's missing your brand, give a funny comment. You know what I mean? Be like, oh my God, I didn't know. Thank you. You know what I mean? And that actually, you might have just won a fan or created another supporter out of them critiquing you. So
exactly. Mean. Yeah. And I feel like in today's day and age, you have the opportunity, whether it be brands or people, is to have that direct conversation, which you never would have ever had years and years ago. So it's huge that you guys are taking advantage of that. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be what you touched on, but it's something, it might be an app, a book, or a habit, but something that makes you more effective and efficient.
I will say that I take a lot of notes. So like, no matter where I go, I always have like a little notepad to write it down. Whether you use your notes app, Canva has saved my life when it comes to like branding on my social media, because sometimes you can be like, need vendors, and you can just write it under a post, but people are so visual now. I think that Canva has been like my secret weapon when I need to like create things. You can even create decks on Canva. You can create one sheets, and I feel like that's an app that helps me do different things. Like my notes app and my Canva app, like those are my like CEO hacks.
Good. I love those, and especially Canva has saved my life as well, so I definitely know what you mean. And now I want to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget, and this is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Don't be afraid to be multifaceted. I think people force people in these boxes, and that's why I feel like the disparities within this country have been formed because everybody doesn't, we're not all educated the same, mm-hmm. and we don't receive information the same. We're not all raised the same. So I feel like as a creator, as an innovator, as a storyteller, when you go to tell your story, if your story has many layers, allow those layers to be told. Don't try to hide one part of yourself to appease another. So when I first started rapping, I wouldn't tell people I was a college graduate because I felt like it was like, oh my, why are you rapping? Right. But, you know, I'm smart, but I also am talented as well. So why not be someone who can display both of those things? So I feel like if you have multi-talent, just make them all make sense. Make them all drive that one dream, yeah. but do not cut them off because eventually those things are going to haunt you.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And a lot of times that's how you kind of separate yourself as is because you have all those different facets right. that you pull together. And this makes you who you are and why you can't be duplicated or copied by anybody.
Right, because you might be able to like do graphic design. If you can sing and do your own graphics, mm-hmm. you already got like a different angle from somebody else.
So exactly.
I definitely think that even when it comes to podcasting, like I produce Carefree Black Girl podcast. I'm not on it. You rarely hear my voice. Mm-hmm. People are like, why aren't you on the podcast? You're a rapper. I'm like, that's another skill that I want to get better at. Mm-hmm. I want to help other people tell their stories. I feel like mm-hmm. it could be 10 black girls in the room, but we could all tell a different story.
Right.
You might be a little overweight. I could tell the story to your community. Right. You might have a biracial, you know, father. You might be first generation and you might be this. And I feel like people are so hesitant because they see other people do it and not realizing like everybody's unique.
Yeah, exactly. We all have our own special story. So I appreciate you for doing a part to kind of showcase that.
Thank you.
So now I want to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. We're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Quan, I want to ask you, what does it mean to you?
What it means to be a CEO. I feel like a CEO is an innovator. They're a badass person. Uh-huh. This person basically saw a need for something when it created. They walked in a grocery store and saw 100 forms of bread, but that CEO said, I'm gonna make this bread better. And so I feel like that's what makes a CEO. Somebody's like, all right, I can do that. And if I can't do that, I would do something even better.
I absolutely love that definition. And I think that taps into everything. So I appreciate your time, Quanah. For anybody that's listening, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Okay, so to get a hold of me specifically, it's Quanah MC on everything. So that's Q-U-A-N-N-A-M-C on Twitter, Instagram. I have music out. To get in touch with Carefree Black Girl, you can simply use the hashtag Carefree Black Girl and you'll most likely find us. But it's Instagram, CarefreeBlackGirl_Inc. So that's CarefreeBlackGirl_INC. Twitter, it's CFBGPod. So that's CFBGPOD on Twitter. And we also have a website. It's Carefree Black Girl without the I in girl. So, but if you didn't get that, it's on the Instagram and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it'll definitely be in the show notes as well, too.
Yeah.
So you can definitely follow up and click through. So I appreciate your time. I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.